question, my friends.
Sherry,
what you cooking up over there, sis?
Well, Headcrack, it looks like all eyes are on you for bringing together Nicki Minaj and the City Girls. We are going to get into that.
Also, Chad Ochocinco Johnson reveals how a little sexercise helped him prepare for throwing them hands. Now, Chewy is out today, but we have our girl, Fox O host Tammy Mack in the house today. What's up, Tammy?
Glad to be back. Gary, what you dishing?
Oh, honey, let me tell you, baby. Now, everyone, now let's give Headcrack a round of applause. Woo! Yes, honey. Just in time for Black History Month, y'all. Now, he bought, honey, a little kumbaya treaty between the City Girls and Miss Nicki Minaj.
So, Brother HK and L'Oreal interviewed Nicki Minaj on The Morning Hustle. And when she was asked would she ever work with the City Girls, despite a little online beef, she got real quiet and then had this to say.
If you had somebody who was saying things about you, not just one thing, but repeated things, repeated tweets for years, not just one thing. It's about, why would I work with somebody that doesn't like me?
Right. Yeah, I know, but it seems like all is well now because the head barb in charge tweeted that she had a conversation with the City Girls and they're ready to make new memories. This is awesome.
Hey.
That's what's up. Congratulations, Headcrack. You did that.
Hey, man, with the passing of Desmond Tutu, somebody has to step up and
okay.
bring Tutu to the world. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the job.
Yes, Brother HK, yes.
Well, that's so nice, Headcrack. Look at you bringing unity to the world. Who's next? 50 Cent and everybody else?
Well, if Mike and Ike are still beefing, maybe we can get that going. Foxy Brown, Little Kim.
Yes.
Burger King and Wendy's. You know, it's been tense between those. anything.
I
you know,
like
all
your
peace.
Goals.
Yeah. But I think you should fight it out and get it all resolved.
If you got time to fight, you got time to talk.
No, you fight while you talking, honey. While I'm popping you, honey, I'm fighting and talking.
I can see that now.
Well, Chad Ochocinco must have some titanium legs, and I'm not just talking about the two he walks on, okay? Gary, I know you got that. During an interview on the I Am Athlete show, the former footballer got real about the sexercise he did before his 2021 boxing match against Brian Maxwell, and this is what he said he did. Y'all gotta listen to this.
You had sex the day of the fight.
Yeah, we did it three times, maybe four or five times in 3-minute intervals.
That's why your ass got tired in four rounds.
That's why you got tired.
Okay, damn.
That explains a lot. When you expel yourself through sex, you lose a little bit of your chi energy. And that would explain why he had the legs of a newborn giraffe in that fight. Because, like, yo, like, three times before the fight? Like, come on now.
I'm more concerned about how this works. He said 3 to 5 times in intervals. Was it 3, 4, 5 times? And, I mean, does that make him a 3-minute man?
Yeah. I mean, you basically 3 to 5 times in intervals, you basically... You doing it, you letting go. You doing it, you letting go. You know how I feel when you making love and a man just fall on you.
That's
come on now.
That sounds like some prison
method.
Love making.
It's a good training method because probably his, what do you call it? No, his, when you finish, when you climax, when he climaxes, it's probably like getting the wind punched out of him. So he's probably getting himself conditioned.
But he lying, Brad. No man could get an erection after 3 to 5 minutes in intervals. After 3 minutes,
I agree, Gary.
You can't, girl. You got to take a break.
Okay.
He lying.
He finishes, he gives it a 10 count.
I would not want to be the ones on the other on the receiving end of Chad Ochocinco in them interviews.
I'll be number 5.
Oh, girl.
I'm sure that third one was chalk smoke. All right, fellas, you don't have to be insecure about your pockets this Valentine's Day because Issa Rae has got you covered. Now, the actress and producer just listed her South Los Angeles pad on Airbnb for only $56 a night.
Oh, wow. That's a great... Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick, inexpensive romantic stays, too. So that's dope. Now, as a proud South L.A. native, Issa is excited to host guests in her home and said, I'm inviting guests to spend a weekend in my hometown to experience the culture, businesses, and communities that influence my storytelling on screen. I can't wait to show guests all the things that make Black L.A. so special firsthand.
Wow.
Carjacking.
Yes, Issa!
Wow.
Well, okay, y'all, but let's get this right. Let's get this right, y'all. Now, did she say South L.A.? Because, child, honey, that's a long way from Beverly Hills, Blue. I don't know if I want to go there.
No, baby, let me tell you something, Gary. View Park, I want to live in View yep. Park. That's the, really? Like the affluent where the rich black folks live.
And I'll tell you what she's doing also, though, Sherry. She is actually, like, putting out the whole myth that there's this horrible part of Black LA.
Right.
And she's showing you the beauty of Black LA. Right. Go, really? Issa Rae.
But for $56, here's the problem that I have. Because they, anybody who got $56 may not. I got cousins who would want Issa Rae's house.
Thank
and they're going to leave it looking like prison. Right. You know what? If we all got together and put in like $10 each, $8 each, we could throw Brad and Judy their bridal shower.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That'd
be dope.
Yes. For what?
$56.
Your bridal
like chipping
shower.
$8.
Yeah.
I bet you like that, Gary, tipping in only $8.
Oh, yeah. I pay all y'all way, had a whole $56.
Cheap ass.
All right. Y'all know Halle Berry has taken several rides on the roller coaster of love. She was married three times on the way to finding love with her current boo, musician Van Hunt. Well, it turns out Halle blames Ellen DeGeneres for her turbulent love life, and they discussed it on Ellen's show. So check this out, y'all.
You know, your boyfriend, we had him on, because I'm a huge music fan. I had him on in season one before we had you on.
We've talked about this.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I said, you mean you could have found me 20 years ago and saved me all this misery I've been through?
Isn't that amazing?
How come you didn't arrange that, Ellen?
You should have been on the same show.
No.
I think you were on like 2 months later.
It would have saved me three marriages.
Well.
I feel like everything is practice as you're like trying to find that person that's the perfect match for you. Like, yeah. I mean, Sherry, do you feel like your ideal husband is out there, but you just haven't came across him yet because of just, I don't know, time, space, place, opportunity?
Absolutely, HK. It's only one. It's only one. And I believe that everything that I've gone through and all of the therapy that I've gone through, I'm a great person and a great me. So I'm sitting back and I'm cool.
All right. In the words of Tiffany Haddish, she ready.
Yeah, I think so. We say she ready. She ready.
All right, y'all. Now, everybody loves some Dionne Warwick and her hilarious tweets. But her niece, Brittany, is a little peeved with her famous auntie at the moment. Now, Miss Dionne congratulated Rihanna on her pregnancy and tweeted, "I'll never forget meeting Rihanna for the first time and her kindness to my granddaughter." And Brittany chimed in with, "Imagine finding out that your entire family met Rihanna without you like this. And if it's the granddaughter I think it is, she's been smiling in my face all this time. I am calling the police."
Oh, man.
Now, what if y'all had a situation like this where you missed out on meeting somebody famous that you really wanted to meet? Would you be peeved?
Yeah, all the time. Like, I remember, like, growing up as a kid, like, so Joe Frazier is my grandmother's first cousin, making him my second or third cousin, right?
Oh, wow, okay.
And
wow.
I would always just miss him.
Dang.
You know, like, I would leave. It was almost like, you know, those seasons of, like, Sesame Street where, like, no one believed Mr. Snuffleupagus
was
real. Yeah. Like, only it was, like, in Big Bird's imagination. So I was like, man, he ain't related to us. But, like, yo, like, eventually I met him.
I missed out on meeting Maya Angelou.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I was in middle school, and I had a new boyfriend, Tyrone, and I opted for Tyrone to walk me to class versus meeting Maya Angelou.
Oh, girl.
Damn,
that's just
Tyrone. You shouldn't have called Tyrone.
Okay, you shouldn't have called Tyrone. It looks like Rihanna's pregnancy got Drake in his feelings, but someone has the perfect solution. Find out who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So, ever since Rihanna ASAP Rocky announced their baby news, everyone has been watching Drake with a magnifying glass wondering if he'll respond.
Yes.
Well, y'all,
yes.
He did.
What?
By reportedly unfollowing both ASAP and RiRi on social media.
Wow.
So sad.
Wow.
Right, well, no worries, because guess who came into the rescue? The one and only Rick Ross, and he said he had the remedy to all of Drake's woes. Told him to get some Wingstop.
Ugh.
Oh, you kidding me? Is that what he said?
I was like, okay. Chicken's a comfort food.
I do have to say, those lemon pepper wings, they do know how to put a smile on your face.
Yes.
That ranch, But I am very surprised at Drake, because he knows everybody was watching him, that he would wear his heart so much on his sleeve and unfollow both of them.
Yeah.
Like, then we know that's your trigger.
Right.
But, like, how does this happen on the same year you drop an album called Certified Lover Boy and you lose the girl you love?
Oh, no.
Not as certified as he thought.
Brother HK, I heard you had some advice for
Well, you know what, Drake? Instead of being so spiteful, why don't you do something delightful? Instead of like trying to get all these young ladies tossed, filling your condoms with all that hot sauce, let Rick Ross tell you a ting and put a smile on your face with some lemon pepper wings. Because who doesn't love those? Who doesn't love those?
I might change a couple lyrics in there, HK, for the kids.
Well, I'm trying to hallmark
it. Well, moving on from HK's lovable lyrical lusciousness, looks like Ashton Kutcher just spilled some tea. Actually, some booze about his wife, Mila Kunis. Oh. So Ashton shared a hilarious video to IG of his wife breaking the golden rule of no alcohol for dry January. And it looks like she might have failed, y'all. Take a look.
I'm making a cocktail.
Oh, you don't say?
Yes.
Baby?
Yeah?
It's still dry January?
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's January 31st.
No, I work off of the lunar calendar. So it's wet February for me right now.
Oh. I mean, come on now, Ashton. Why you put your wife on the spot like this? Have y'all done this dry January thing where you just no booze for a month? Has anybody here tried it?
Yeah.
No.
Not booze. I said sex, and it's still happening. So none for the month. So
I don't drink, so no booze thing is a lifetime thing for me.
Yeah, me too.
But that sugar will get me every time.
That sugar.
Give me a Snickle or one of those salted caramel Twix candy balls. I broke it.
And I said I wasn't going to use no toys, Tammy. I said
none?
No toys.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
And then but Candy Burris sent me a basket full.
Really?
Of those, I don't know what her company called. Candy Coated Nights or Candies, something.
Now you Toys R Us.
I'm Toys R Us, HK.
She Toys R Me.
And she sent me extra charges for the toys. I was like, I'm good to go.
We need to see that electricity bill.
Now, Brad, darling, Valentine's Day is around the corner, and I'm looking for a new love, baby.
Oh, now, Gary, they say the way to a loved one's heart is through their stomach. So I need you to get to cooking using these. The Diamond Home 4-Piece Bamboo Cutting Board and Essential Knife Set. The knives are available in 2 colors, stainless steel or multicolor, plus a high-quality bamboo cutting board, which comes with the stainless steel handle.
Oh, now, honey, this will have me, baby, whipping up gourmet meals, honey, for my new boo, honey, in no time. Yes, honey. And, honey, Brad, I want you to tell me more.
Well, Gary, this set will last you for years to come. You can do all your dicing with the stainless steel, fully forged set from Newmark. And you can carefully chop herbs with the 8-inch chef's knife, slice cheese with the 5-inch utility knife, and peel apples with the 3.5 paring knife.
Okay, honey, so can these knives slash, honey, the price for me as well?
Well, Gary, usually this cutting board and knife set has been seen as high as $49. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$20.
Ooh, that's right. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, this story will have some of us putting on a full face of makeup just to buy a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain and didn't see Dish coming right after this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for Didn't See Dish Coming. Ooh, so
yes.
Supermarkets in London now have cameras in the self-checkout to verify your age when you buy alcohol. Ooh, saving time now, so you don't have to wait for an employee now. Once you consent, the camera scans your face and estimates your age, give or take about 2 years. And if it thinks you're under 25 years old, you have to show your ID to an employee.
I'm scared of anything, a camera that has to estimate your age, because if you one of those ones, when you don't age well, it's going to pick up all of that rubbery stuff on your neck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared of camera on me, because it's going to look like I'm supposed to be going to check in with my parole officer.
It's more of an insult than a plug.
Yeah.
No, I honestly think that black women will hold up the line, because, black don't crack.
True. Yeah.
But if you look like roadkill already and they looking at your daggone face on the camera, you know the employees in the back laughing at you, first of all. They all laughing at you. And then they say they don't keep the pictures. They say they don't.
You know
they keep the worst pictures.
They have a wall of fame in the back that they laugh at.
All of the worst pictures.
Yeah, if you got warrants, I advise you stay away.
Yeah, you stay away from that daggone camera.
Get somebody else to buy your liquor.
Okay, now, if you're a student with some blank spaces in your schedule, check this out. So NYU is currently offering a college course all about Taylor Swift. Now, the class, which goes until March 9th, explores the love and hate for Taylor as both an artist and a celebrity. Now, apparently, Taylor has been asked to speak to the class, but the request is still pending. Maybe Kanye can step in. Now, if any of you Swifties out there have hopes of getting into the class, you better shake it off because there's already a long waiting list. Anybody here interested?
No. If it's about Beyonce, I might. Or, like, if it's, like... Like, I would go to a class if it's about breaking down hip-hop, breaking down female rap. Like, I'm going to learn something.
Yeah.
Breaking down lyrical style. But Taylor Swift, like, did a lawyer who didn't pass the bar, is he the doggone teacher?
I would love to take her class, because just think about it. Taylor could tell you a lot, honey. She could tell you how she got wealthy, and, you know, and how you know how the men, she could go through me and baby and feel nothing. I like all that stuff.
And then write a song about it.
And then write a song about it.
And then write a song about it.
Turning your personal tragedy into money.
They need a Dish Nation class. Because you know how what it takes, the crazy it takes to do this show?
Baby.
It's something real odd.
The Art of Shade
y'all
with
make
Dish
it
Nation.
Work. Y'all make it work.
Dish Nation class. Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. Tammy, it has been so great having you with us.
Yes.
And we have to say to you happy belated birthday.
Thank
we gotta
you.
Wish Tammy happy
Thank
belated
you.
Birthday.
Happy belated, Tammy. Yeah.
You looking like fire, girl.
No doubt.
But
oh, she burned.
You have absolutely.
Well, and hold now, on now, I ain't burning.
Well, tell everybody where and when they can catch your show, girl.
You can catch my show at 4 p.m. Eastern on Foxhole.tv or the Foxhole YouTube channel. And I just made it to New York City.
Hey!
So check me out on Fox 5 in New York on Sunday.
Congrats.
There we go. Congrats, girl. All right. Up next, it's our last segment of the week, which means Dish Is It.
Dish
so
is
come
it.
Right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, welcome back, y'all. Hey. So Dish Is It, y'all. Now, who knew cuddling would bring you so much money?
What you mean?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. So Christina Link from London makes over $1,900 a month as a certified cuddle therapist.
Oh,
you got to go to school for this.
What?
What she does is she cuddles strangers in her own bed who are feeling lonely and isolated. I love this. Her services involve hand-holding, hair-stroking, and embracing her clients for up to 3 hours at a time, with each session costing up to $190. I love this, because people need a hug nowadays. So, but what do y'all think of it?
I think she need to hire some security. That's what I think, because she's going to get to rubbing somebody's head and doing all this stuff, and they soldier going to stand at attention, and they're going to want more. She better have security.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gary, you always talk about loving somebody.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to leave Dish Nation, make that money by cuddling strangers for money?
Yes, but I mean, but I want to be the small spoon, though. Yes, honey.
Like, for me, I would want to spoon the person. Or if I pay Brett $190, I would want her to spoon me.
Well, won't you
to
be a
cuddle.
Fork instead of a spoon? That would be nice.
Whatever Brad want me to be, I'll be a fork.
You gonna let Sherry fork you?
No. She gonna have to have more than $190.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.